Oh no, not the murka.
Mondes podcast
with Ian Mondes Todd.
Mondes podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Mondas podcast episode 51 with me, Ian Todd. In a bit we're going to be talking to Danny Davis about the Snowmen, the Christmas special. In the meantime, let us say it's good to be back doing Doctor Who podcasts again. Also, just I'm going to mention a few podcasts I've been listening to as well, Doctor Who podcasts. If I was American, I would say Big Up stuff, but I'm basically just helping people know more about some good Doctor Who podcasts, you know. Because I'm English, I'll just say I'm referring you to some very good ones, you know. And they go thus: Who's He podcast, all these searchable on iTunes, obviously. Radio Rassilon, the Doctor Who podcast, A Madman with a Box, the Mostly Harmless Cutaways, Radio Free Scorrel, new one called Verity! Exclamation mark! All female Doctor Who podcast. About time too. And I think that's it. Yes, I think that's it. If I've forgotten any, I do apologise. But yeah, we're going to be talking about the Snowmen in a bit with Danny Davis. So a few little things we forgot to say. The rating system, if I'm talking about a particular story, is out of 5 Ronnies, just in case you didn't understand what I was saying. It's my crazy accent. So that's out of 5 Ronnies. Then we forgot to mention the new great credits and stuff, and it's great to have the face back in the credits again. I like the theme tune as well, that looked really good. And the console was brilliant, reminded me of my favourite console, the 80s console, and had that sort of kind of sterile machine like thing. I like futuristic sort of look to it, I like that. And I got, when I went to the Doctor Who exhibition, I got to kind of have a picture with the 80s console. It's brilliant, you know, and this kind of evokes that sort of thing. Whereas the other one was quite organic and I didn't quite like it. I like this kind of very machine like, very silvery and little bleepy lights here and there. Yeah, I like it basically. So basically, after this short sting, very short sting, we'll be talking about Snowmen. And you can catch me on Twitter at IanTodd82 if you want to interact with anything or put anything forward, or you want to be a guest in the future, or etc. etc. Thanks for listening.
Mondes.
So yeah, did you enjoy the Christmas special then?
Loved it. Best Christmas special, probably since the Tennant first one, Christmas Invasion. Mm. It was a real return to form, and yeah, probably the somebody bandied about the notion that they'd actually got the Christmas special right with that, in the amount of kind of silly jolly stuff that people that don't really watch the show, the amount of kind of stuff that people that do watch the show, and also kind of like relevance to the main goings on in the series, and you know, standaloneness. Really good, great stuff.
It was actually a follow-on as well, which is unusual. As recently it's been like very much one-offs, but it wasn't. I don't think it was too much of a follow-on where people be like, what?
Yes, yeah, nicely self-contained. It has like ties with the main arc of the series, or you know, the arc yet to come. And yeah, but you could also enjoy it just as a great piece of telly in its own right.
And on the Doctor Who podcast, I have a thing called the Cookie Theory of the Week, which I like. And I've recently got the Sherlock series one, and yeah. I don't know if you remember this, but Watson's has a mobile phone which is battered at the start.
Yes.
Sherlock goes, that, what's this? Who's this from? Blah blah. And yeah. I bet it's your brother. Blah blah. Clara was the name of the woman who it was from.
Oh, Moffat. Right. Here's why she's called Clara. Right. I verified this on the internet as well. I can't remember. Can't remember where I found this out. I didn't discover this. I read this, but it's true. Clara is Liz Sladen's middle name.
Uh-huh.
It's a tribute. It's a little nod.
Right, right.
To the great Liz Sladen. Yeah.
That's
but
nice.
Yeah, but I would so love for that to be the bridge between other than Matt Smith like shambling into a room and a deerstalker. I'd love for that to be the bridge between him and Sherlock. For
Cumberbatch's master would be probably a lot of people's wet dream, to be fair. So,
do you reckon that would happen?
No, I don't think it would. I think if everyone concentrated in the world trying to make it happen, it possibly could happen. like the one where Martha was running around telling everyone that the doctor's really good. So everyone just went, Cumberbatch.
If we all clap our hands together, Tinkerbell comes back to life and Benedict Cumberbatch gets to be the master.
That would be amazing, you know. Yeah. I mean, the news is that we've only got one special up to now, but it might be more. We might find out they've got more next year. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen special, singular. I mean, I'd be quite happy with one really good one rather than 18 tawdry ones, you know. Not that I reckon they would do anything particularly bad, but, you know, I'd rather like one special that did the job than string it out. The year of...
I knew you were going to go down that route.
What, Tenants last year?
Planet of the Dead.
They had good things and they had some pretty terrible things. And, you know, just do one, put all your efforts into that, do it really, really well. Probably be Matt Smith's last one anyway, so.
Yeah, it should be interesting to speculate who could take over. but I've also heard people say that they found Santorin in this Christmas special. It was kind of a little bit annoying and a little bit kind of not betraying, but like, yeah, I suppose we're betraying the kind of what the Santorins used to be, kind of a comical. But I suppose he's just a one-off, isn't he? He's not indicative of every Santorin. You know?
He works because of what Santorins normally are like. He's a joke about Santorins, and he's a satire on a fictional character.
Yeah. He had some brilliant lines, didn't he? Really did. You know,
quality. Like, yeah, it's really good. The obvious kind of takeaway from the special is that it would be really lovely if Madame Vastra, Jenny, and the Santorin got their own Jago and Lightfoot style spin-off. That would be great.
Better than Torchwood anyway.
I've had stomach complaints that are better than some Torchwood. Norovirus, wasn't you? Yeah.
There's moments when you thought it was all right, and then when it came, when they did the American ones, bloody hell! I mean,
they only got in typical I know everything about television production, no, I don't mode. They got it perfectly for the third series, Children of Earth, and that's really how I think that's the tone the show should have been all along.
Yeah.
You know, with the odd bit of. Not saying like completely humorless, and I remember that. I think there were a couple of funny things in that, but there was a very real threat. It was outlandish,
yeah.
It was treated sensitively, well, kind of sensitively, as sensitively as that sort of thing can be. But I don't know, it's just kind of the central conceit was quite serious, and you know, the usual kind of moral shades of grey thing rather than,
yeah. It was more kind of like Spooks, wasn't it? It was kind of a Spooks meets Torchwood,
yeah.
Which kind of made it better, you know.
Definitely. I mean, it's as close as it was going to get to something like Game of Thrones or Games of Throne, as it should be called. Many games, one throne.
But the Christmas special for me, I think Doctor Who revels when it's in that sort of period setting as well. I think you know, they get it right and it works perfectly. And I think the tone was good, lots of humour. Richard E. Grant playing it very straight and angry as well.
Good. He was the one I was worried about, if I'm honest. I love Withnell and I can't remember seeing him in anything else that I've liked though. Please feel free to correct me, but I've only ever seen him like any good in Withnell. Although there's Scream of the Shulker, which I still haven't watched. That Russell T. Davies, I think, detested him for that.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan, Russell T. Davies.
No.
But no, I mean, that worked really well. But so in your head now, how do you see the whole Clara mystery then?
I frankly don't have a clue. It's a little bit, we've been here a little bit before with the multiple deaths with Rory.
Yeah.
I can't see them doing that again, like reusing a subplot for a companion for the next companion. They kind of did it with Martha being in love with the Doctor as well as Rose being in love with the Doctor. But I mean, I'd like to think that they wouldn't do that. I don't know. And I'm quite happy about that because it's a show that works best when you are surprised. I've really stepped back from forums and a lot of the kind of discussion stuff because I really want to watch the show without any, you know, preconceptions of what I think is going to happen. So I have absolutely no idea. Sorry, that's a really crappy answer.
No, I'm just thinking the problem we've got is it's all wrapped now. So there's more, you know, there's 4 months before it's going to come on, you know, allegedly. So
yeah.
Is there always that chance of spoilers coming out? No, Romana's coming back and things like that, you know, so it's like,
yeah, your first reaction was that she's the Rani.
Any female character, it's Rani.
She's a Rani. Everybody takes a drink. Yeah.
But you know, I think the episode got right. I think it was almost like you had a bad date last year, and then this is the kind of date where you think this is a pretty good because if you look at it, if it was a date, it would be a car crash date last year with the Christmas special. You know, it was terrible.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I have to say, I still ended up a wee bit weepy at the end. But it's because,
really?
Like,
no,
well,
on.
No, I tell you why though, because there's a lot of stuff, and it's recently becoming apparent, and there's a lot of stuff in the second Matt Smith season, and that to do with parenthood.
Yes, it was, yeah.
And that kind of that really kind of hits you where you live.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, that's my experience. I mean, also, I'm a complete wuss. So, you know, we've had a lot of Pixar, and I've been crying at that. So. I just cry at, you know, onions, objects, you know, now. Really easy to set off. But yeah, the kind of emotional, you know, the heartstring pulling aside, it wasn't the greatest, was it? It felt really dissatisfying in pretty much every other aspect than, like, Matt Smith's performance, which is always amazing.
Apparently it was rushed, and I think you can kind of tell.
It didn't really seem fully baked, more half baked.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And the final thing I was going to ask you as well, in terms of the special, the Christmas special, was in terms of Clara. What was the deal with her working at that kind of that pub, and then going to work at the posh kind of mansion? What was the significance, you think, between the two?
I had to go. I mean, I've watched it twice, which is, you know, unusual. I only usually watch these things once and wait for DVD or something like that. But watched it again recently. I had to kind of fill in a couple of plot points as well. I mean, it was Christmas Day and attention wanders. Interesting. I suppose it's to show that she can move, that she's a, you know, that seemingly that incarnation of Clara was a woman who was very much contrary to the supposedly very rigid nature of class and that sort of thing in Victorian England, where people very much supposedly knew their place and didn't really move a great deal between those two worlds. I suppose it's just to kind of mark Clara out as different. So
or,
she came.
Or, I have another theory. And you're going all the pretentious route, right? The one.
Oh yeah.
Route, right? But mine is that she knew the Doctor was going to be there, so she knew she could meet him by that way.
That's true.
You see, because she was hanging about that alley, and then he wandered past, and
that is very convenient.
Mm, yeah,
that is very.
If she knew, yeah.
I think. I mean, I thought that she was related. I thought she was a relative of that publican, and that she was helped.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, yeah, it's very coincidental that they meet. I suppose you do make coincidences happen with telling a story, because otherwise the people that you want to meet wouldn't meet. But yeah, so I probably am reading way too much into it. You're closer to the truth. Oh Christ,
because you don't know where you are on timelines and stuff, and
no,
that's so it's all over the shop.
Well, yeah,
I don't know if we'll get resolution to it this like at the end of this series, I don't know, or it might go on into the anniversary, who knows?
I kind of hope that I've liked this stuff that goes from series to series. I really like that about the show at the moment. Just as a long time viewer, it's just nice to have something to reward you.
Yeah,
and the sense that there's something like a bigger story being told.
So how many Ronnies out of five then?
Oh, that's the full five. Four, five.
Mondes Podcast with Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes Podcast. Mondes podcast.
And everything.
We love it, flaws and all.